We're doing the Navi Yeshaya. We're up to what they call the 51st chapter, the first pasuk. Shimu Elai. Seems like we're starting a new topic here. The Navi says, listen to me. And the word Shema, we know the Rashba, the word Shema has three meanings. To physically hear, to obey, to understand. We would add a fourth, which is somewhere between the last two, and that is to accept. Meaning, do you hear me? The question isn't whether you understand or you obey or you did you physically hear. The question is, are you accepting of what I said? So that falls a little bit under the heading of obeying. Meaning, is it sinking in? So the Navi says, Shimu Elai, accept what I'm saying, listen to me. Rodefei Tzedek, Mevakshei Adonai. Those of you who pursue righteousness, those of you who seek out Hashem, habito el tzuchu tzavtem, vel makevet bo nukartem. Go look back at the rock from which you were carved out of. Go look back at the crevice from which you were taken. The Navi is talking about our roots. You want to see what type of rock was carved out? Go look at the carving. You look at the, if you carved a rock out of a huge boulder, you look at the boulder and you see the shape of the rock that was carved out. So that's what the Navi's telling us. You want to see how to pursue righteousness? You want to seek out Hashem? Take a look at your roots. Where did you come from? Habito el Avraham avichem ve'el Sarat chol elchem. Go look at Avraham. Avraham, your forefather. Go look at Sarah. You want to know where you came from? And so you want to know how to behave? Look at your patriarchs and your matriarchs, which is a fantastic concept. On the one hand, they weren't yet Jewish, right? We only received the Torah at Sinai. On the other hand, we're told to look back at Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov and learn from them. That's why we have all the stories written in Bereshit. And the Navi even tells us, you want to know how to be righteous? So the Navi should have said, open up Parshas Mishpatim, open up a Shulchan Aruch. We have a lot of instructions. The Navi says, no, go look back. Look at Avraham. Look at Sarah. Ki echad kerativ. I identified Avraham as unique. He's the only one. He has to stand up even though he's alone. Va'avarcheyu ve'arbeyu. And I bless him and I let him multiply. The Navi says, look back to Avraham. He didn't have any help. He was all alone. He was prepared to do what was right, even though he was standing alone. And you know what? In the end, he succeeded. Sometimes in life, when we have to stand up for what's right, so we ask ourselves, how am I going to succeed? I'm all alone. Sometimes everyone around us is pushing for something that's very wrong. And we have to stand up and say, excuse me, that's wrong. And sometimes, every one of you probably experienced it with your family members, with your friends, that people look at you and say, you're crazy. If they don't say it, you think they're thinking it. You're extreme. They don't say crazy. Okay? You stop and say, wait a second. No, I'm not. And it's a little hard. Because maybe we don't have the challenge of Avraham Avinu had, where his father was ready to have him burnt alive just so that he doesn't go the route of monotheism. But we have other challenges. Says the Navi, look back. Ki echad kirativ. I identified Avraham as unique. He was all alone. He did not have a support system. He didn't have anyone in his family who would help him. What did he have? He had a nephew, Lot, who turned his back on him. He had to stand up alone. Echad kerativ. And I identified him and said, okay, so he's going to stand alone. Va'avarcheyu va'arbeyu. And I will bless him and I will make him multiply. Part of what gives us strength when we stand up for what's right is the knowledge that in the long run, when I stand for what's right, I will win. We have to know that when you stand for what's right, you will win. That doesn't mean a person has to go yelling at other people. It doesn't mean a person has to go and put it in their face and fight with them and argue with them. How you do it is another question. But the concept the Navi is telling us is, Echad kirativ, I identified Avraham and I said he's alone. And I'll bless him. Now ask yourself, Avraham Avinu was living in a world where everyone else was having kids, and he didn't. I'm sure people tormented him and said, if you're so good to God and God's so good to you, why are you 99 years old and you don't have kids? God's promised you the land of Israel. It's been a decade. You still think you're going to get this land? Sarah doesn't even have her period anymore. She's infertile. What do you think is going to happen? What was Avraham supposed to think is going to happen? So eventually they agree he's going to marry Hagar. And he figures that's the way to go. And Hashem says, no, that wasn't my plan. Echad Kerativ. Avraham Avinu stands up for what's right and he doesn't know how it's going to work out. He does not know. Echad Kerativ. Hashem says, yeah, he stands up alone. And I'm connected to him because he's willing to stand up for what's right. Vavachil Vavbeu. And I will bless him. I will make him multiply. And so we as Jews have often had times where we had to stand up for what was right. Oftentimes we were tormented throughout our history. We were always in the minority. Everyone always looked down on us. This has always been our history. In the more recent years, in the last two centuries, we've had to contend with a different challenge from within. If there was Korach in the days of Moshe, today from within, people look at us and say, why do you have to observe all these mitzvot? Why do you have to keep Shabbat? Why can't you just drive on Shabbat? We're good Jews. We eat kosher in the home. Every generation had their challenge of people who would say, I'm saying the last 200 years, that's been our challenge. Just compromise on A, just compromise on B, just accept this, just accept that. And we have a tradition. And even though we behave decently to other people and we respect them and we love them as fellow Jews, we don't give in on our core principles. We say, no, there is something right and I stand for it. And there were times where we were the minority. Rav Hirsch in Germany was the minority. Everyone around him was going down a different path. And I'm sure everyone called him extremist. And I'm sure they went out and they put out signs against him and they wrote things against him. And he had to stand up for what was right, even though everyone around him said no. Vavalcheu ve'albeyu. Ki nicham Adonai Tzion. Because Hashem has comforted Zion. And Hashem will comfort Zion. And just as Avraham Avinu held out and knew that in the end he's going to come out on top, we also have to hold out and know that in the end we will come out on top. And this is a theme that we have to retain in our minds over and over again. Because it comes up in so many different scenarios in life. Where you have to stand up for what's right, and in order to have the strength to do it, you have to remember, in the end, Nicham Hashem Tzion. The message of Zion is the connection between Zion and Avraham Avinu. Hashem says, you don't know what's going to be with you? Look back to Avraham Avinu. Look at Avraham Avinu and how he held on, even though he was alone, for years. Years, he held on. It wasn't a question of a fight, and in an hour he's going to win, in a day he's going to win, in a week, in a month, no. Avraham Avinu had to hold out for decades. And decades that he doesn't have kids. Everyone else seems to be doing fine. No. But Avraham, wait a second. We're worshiping these pagan gods and look at what a good life we have. And you, yeah, you have money, but the one thing you really want, you're not getting. And Avraham Avinu has to stand up for what's right. And it's going to take a century, right? Till Avraham's 100 years old. Avraham ben me'at shana bivalid lot Yitzchak beno. Avraham is going to stand up for what's right, even if he loses money. God tells Avraham, go to Canaan, it's going to be good for you. He comes to Canaan, and he loses. He loses. Everything, his estate goes a sour. Avraham Avinu stands up for monotheism, and he gets incarcerated for 7 years. How long could we hold on to what we believe in when we have to pay such a price for it? Avraham goes to jail for 7 years. Could we hold out a month? Could we hold out a week? Avraham Avinu spent 7 years in jail. And the last 4 years were in a jail where they told him, you will not see daylight. Solitary confinement for 4 years. And they told him at the end of the 4 years, they would just release him into broad daylight and he would get blinded by the daylight after 4 years of not seeing sunlight. So Avraham Avinu is being told, think of the psychological torture. You're going to be 4 years alone. They didn't tell him in advance how long he's going to be there. You're going to be in this jail alone. No one's coming for you. It's over. So they're more powerful than him. And they put him in jail. And he spends all this time in jail. And what? He doesn't give in. Look at the story of Abraham.
What is that?
That's a Gemara. We learned it in Ramban, Torah Hashem Tmima, but it's actually a Gemara, it's a Medrash. Yeah, the Gemara brings two opinions, which prison he spent 4 years in and which prison he spent 3 years in. I don't know why it mattered to the Gemara.
How old was he at this point? Was this after he spent 13 years in the cave?
According to that Medrash, you'd have to say yes. Yeah. So his family's turned against him. Society's turned against him. You know what Avram's name was? Avram HaIvri. We look at it as a compliment. They didn't say it as a compliment. They said it as the weirdo. Avram, who the whole world says different, but he thinks he knows better. He's willing to argue with everyone. Avram HaIvri means he's on the other side. Everyone thinks this way. Avram thinks that way. He's on the other side. He's the other guy. You walk around town and everyone calls you that. Your own family calls you that. And Avram stands up. And he's still the father of kindness. How many people could suffer this kind of abuse by society and the leaders of society and still be the father of kindness? He creates inns. He creates a thriving business and he helps people with his money. And he's free with it. Excuse me, society that looks down on you, you go out and help them. Correct? That's part of what's standing up for what's right. Ki nicham Adonai Tzion, nicham kol chovoteha. Hashem will ultimately comfort Zion. Just as Hashem ultimately showed Avram that he was right. Hashem ultimately comforts all the destructions of Zion. Vayasem midbara ke'eden, ve'arvata ke'gan Adonai. And even though Jerusalem and Israel seem like they're desolate, seems like a desert, barren, arid, and Hashem will turn it into Hashem's garden. Sason v'simcha yimatzeva, toda v'kol zimcha. And in Zion you will still find happiness and rejoicing. You will find in Zion the appreciation that people will give as they see that Hashem has returned his Shechina to Tzion. And so the Navi encourages the people, look back, look forward. Look back to Avraham, look forward to the better times. And learn from Avraham that we don't give in just because so many people are doing something that's wrong. Israel has always been the minority. And our strength is that we're going for what's right. Our strength is that when we go for what's right, we're not interested in fighting about it. We've never gone to war, you guys should all be this way. On the contrary, we've been like Avraham Avinu. We work with peace. We work with the way of Hashem, and we work with what's right. We do not give in on what's right. Being nice and kind does not mean giving in on what's right. We learn from Avraham Avinu, and we anticipate the better times that the Navi tells us, Nicham Hashem Tzion, Hashem will still comfort Zion. It's a phenomenal balance that Avraham Avinu teaches us. The ability to be good and kind, and not give in on my identity. Both are important. Avram stands and he's willing to take all the blows, but he's not going to give in. And at the same time, he's willing to be kind to all the people. He's got an open home. He doesn't take it out on society. He doesn't say, oh boy, what horrible people, let me go live in a cave. I'll just develop my own theory. No, Avram's very connected to society. Connected and standing for what's right.